You probably know the old hymn, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" To answer that question, yes, you were there in a way you may not have thought about before. Not long after Jesus was crucified, one of the first Christian leaders, Stephen, was hauled before the religious court for blasphemy and heresy. In a bold speech, he told his accusers who Jesus was and then said, "You have betrayed and murdered him." Stephen wasn't only referring to that particular group of men. He realized that everyone, because of the guilt of their sins, had a responsibility for Jesus' crucifixion. The priests and religious leaders of the time accused Jesus, and the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, may have signed his death warrant, but we were all accomplices to the murder of our Lord and Savior. But our involvement in the death of Jesus is much more than being an accomplice to his murder. We were also included in his sentence of death. When Pontius Pilate gave the order for Jesus to be crucified, he sentenced himself and everyone else to death as well. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, "We are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died." Your nosy neighbor, your nearest and dearest, your enemy in battle, your loved one locked in suffering, the hungry child in famine, those caught up in the tragedies of earthquakes and tsunamis, your boss at work, those trapped in false religion, the worst of the terrorists, the best of heroes, they all died in Christ Jesus. A couple of verses later, in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19, Paul tells us that on the cross, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Jesus died for everyone who has ever lived and who shall live. No one was excluded from the effectiveness of his sacrifice. Everyone was involved in his death. There were no exceptions. It means that our past, no matter how desperate or depraved, was nailed to the cross. It means that through Jesus' sacrifice, we have all been forgiven, whether we accept it or not. It means that everyone, irrespective of race or religion, was crucified with Christ. And it means even more than that. It means there is hope for us all because, as Paul wrote in Romans 6, verse 8, "Now if we all died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him." That's why Christians are so committed to spreading the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. It's a call to believe in the one who loves and gave himself for us, the one who, as Revelation 1:5 puts it, has freed us from our sins by his own blood. Jesus not only died for us, he rose for us as well. Were we there when they crucified our Lord? Yes, we were there. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.